KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's 39 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high around 49, west-northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for our patients and our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street here in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In Southwest Iowa News, an investigation Sunday into a reported suspicious vehicle in the vicinity of 155th and Highway 71 in Montgomery County resulted in a traffic stop and an arrest. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is upon further investigation. 19-year-old Nicholas Friend was taken into custody for OWI second offense. Friend had a breath alcohol content of .190, which is a little more than twice the legal limit. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on the OWI charge. Red Oak Police on Saturday arrested 24-year-old Brandon Joseph Floyd Light of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 5:20 p.m. in the 700 block of East Washington Avenue for domestic abuse assault first offense, a serious misdemeanor. Light was being held without bond over the weekend in the Montgomery County Jail. A recent break-in at a residence in Essex resulted in a foot pursuit and the arrest of a man from Wisconsin. According to Shenandoah Police, officers were dispatched to the 600 block of Nebraska Avenue in Essex following a report of a man who broke into a house and then fled on foot. Officers located a man matching the suspect description and, after a brief foot pursuit, arrested 23-year-old Cody Gregory Tashada of Prescott, Wisconsin, for burglary in the third degree, serious assault, and public intoxication. Tashada was unable to post a $6,300 bond and transported to the Page County Jail. In other news, the Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening via Zoom beginning at 5:15. On their agenda, under action items or new business, is information and discussion with regard to the ice skating rink, water recreation equipment news, update on the trails around Atlantic, distribution of parks and rec brochures, an update on the website, and information with regard to pool shade. In his director's report, Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen is expected to discuss ongoing tree pruning, the turkey hunt, winter activities, applying for grants, donation links, and along with entry signs and the park shop business news. Well, the Iowa Transportation Department wants you to take a minute and pull out your driver's license and make sure it hasn't expired. The director of the DOT Motor Vehicle Division, Melissa Gillette, says some people haven't been driving or thinking about it for a while during this pandemic, and now there is going to be another change in the renewal deadline.
As we've gone through 2020, there have been several extensions of the disaster proclamation that suspended the expiration date of our driver's licenses, and that is likely to expire on January 8th of 2021, meaning that the normal driver's license renewal requirements will once again take effect.
The normal rules give you 60 days from the expiration date to renew your license.
If they are expired, we're encouraging them to check and see if they're eligible to renew their license online through our website at iowadot.gov. If they're not able to renew online, then they'll need to schedule an appointment in one of our locations, either at an Iowa DOT location or a county treasurer office.
And Gillette says there are some basic rules for online renewals.
For those who are 70 or younger, they would be eligible to renew online as long as they have not renewed online the most recent time they were set to expire. Because Iowa law only allows you to renew online every other renewal cycle. So if you did it online last time, that means you'll have to make an appointment to see us this time.
She says they have roughly 10,000 renewals each week for 30 to 40,000 renewals a month. With that many people trying to renew, she says it's important for you to think ahead.
We really encourage Iowans to take a look at what's available and get their appointment scheduled now so they can ensure there's enough time for them to get that completed.
Gillette has one tip if you have a hard time finding a time slot.
Each morning, our driver's license teams are taking a look at their availability for the day. And most often, first thing in the morning, they'll open up more appointment times for that day. So if someone's having a hard time finding an appointment time that works for them, my advice would be to check first thing every morning, because there will be same-day appointments opening up for each day.
The provision of the governor's proclamation extending the expiration time for licenses is expected to end January 8, 2021. If your driver's license is expired by more than a year, you'll be required to take a knowledge and drive test in order to get it renewed. In our funeral announcements, Jerry Christensen, age 79, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. Private family funeral services for Jerry Christensen will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Judy Ritchie, age 73, of Guthrie Center, died December 15th at her home. Private family memorial services for Judy Ritchie will be today at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. The Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Roger Moss, age 71, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. A private family memorial service for Roger Moss will be on Wednesday at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Family and funeral home are requesting social distancing and mask use at the service and visitation, which is on Tuesday. Max Sanford, age 15, of Manning, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Max Sanford will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the IKM Manning School in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has the arrangements. Douglas Francis Bryant, age 63, of Avoca, died Thursday at his home. No services are planned for Douglas Bryant at this time. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca is assisting the family. Dwayne Bandy, age 86, of Panora, died December 17th at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Cremation has taken place, and memorial services for Dwayne Bandy will be at a later date, with the Twig Funeral Home of Panora assisting the family. John Novi, age 88, of Greenfield, died December 12th at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for John Novi will be at a later date, and at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield assisting the family. Ramona Govig, age 91, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. A private committal service for Ramona Govig will take place at the Grant Cemetery in Grant at a later date. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Raymond Tom Lingle, age 69, of Manila, died Thursday. Funeral services for Raymond Tom Lingle are pending with the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And John Jessen, age 66, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing Home in Anita. Arrangements for John Jessen are pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.